AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Nashville say the person who shot and killed six people at a local school yesterday had bought seven weapons, all legally. Chief John Drake says they haven't figured out Audrey Hale's motive, but they found a manifesto.
There's several different writings about other locations. There was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place.
Drake says Hale was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder. Sources tell the AP a federal judge ruled former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury in the Justice Department's investigation into former President Donald Trump and his allies' efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. A new indictment alleges FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried paid $40 million in bribes to Chinese officials.
The rewritten indictment against the 31-year-old adds a charge of conspiracy to violate the anti-bribery provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. It's the 13th charge facing Sam Bankman-Fried, or SBF as he's being called, as he awaits trial in New York while out on bail staying with his parents in California. He's already pleaded not guilty to charges he cheated investors out of billions of dollars before his business collapsed last year. Now the feds say he paid the $40 million to Chinese officials to unfreeze assets relating to his cryptocurrency business in that country. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge upheld the approval of a $2.4 billion bankruptcy reorganization plan aimed at resolving tens of thousands of child sexual abuse claims against the Boy Scouts of America. The highest court in Georgia is considering whether the state's restrictive abortion law is void because it violated Supreme Court precedent. This is AP News. Protests and strikes over pension reform are gripping France again.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Army sailor, an Army colonel, and an Army major are the first active duty military members taking the initial step towards suing the government over jet fuel that contaminated drinking water in Hawaii. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.